The United States and Turkey are united in our common fight against ISIL, and Incirlik continues to play a key role in the coalition's counter-ISIL operations. This decision was made at the request of General Breedlove as well.
Peter, on the Turkey departure, how many dependents will be required to leave? And if you could fill out the picture a little bit more fully, how many U.S. military members are there at those places in Turkey? And what changed about the security environment that required this departure all of a sudden?
First of all, in terms of the numbers, my understanding is the figure is 670 dependents will be affected by this. And I believe the total picture there is slightly more than that, 770. So approximately, these are dependents that will be affected by this. So let me just double check that number right now, because I got this from UCOM earlier. I want to make sure I've got this absolutely right. But my understanding is that 670 people, dependents, that will be affected by this. And there's 770 total in Turkey overall.
Military members, not military.
These are total DOD dependents in Turkey right now.
How many military members?
Let me get that number for you specifically, as opposed to family versus service members themselves. Again, this was a decision made out of an abundance of caution, given the overall picture, the security threats that we looked at in the region. There's no specific threat that triggered this, but a broader decision based on what we've seen in the region. You all have seen some of the things playing out in the region, that this decision was being made at this time. The U.S. government overall making this decision. I'll note that our State Department colleagues have made the same decision, and it is just out of abundance of caution. The safety and security of our personnel and certainly their family members is foremost to us, and we feel that this is the right decision to make at this particular moment in time.